devil show up and you tuck a tail and run? Little symptoms show up and you get scared and panic. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Am I coming home? Don't you know the Bible says that we have an adversary who walks about, goes about. How? Goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may what? Devour. If you ain't got no word in you, and I done had automobiles, they even had a tractor, tractors, and somehow I get that water and that fuel, and I was out there trying to help my brother out, driving that thing, cutting the field, and he'd go, and wouldn't pull the disc. And I couldn't finish the field because it had something in it that didn't work. But I'm going to drive home this word, because we're living in a time, if you don't know Jesus, if you don't have any word in you, you're headed for some trouble you ain't going to be able to handle. Because this country, this world, is trying to take our freedom. It ain't gonna get mine. I know, and I'm gonna do everything I know to do to teach everybody I can. I know that I know Jesus lives in me. I shall never be overcome or overrun by the world and his sister. Hallelujah. You and I, the church, God says time to rise and shine. Amen. It's time to just do a little half hip hop praise. Well, you never, those of us like myself, that wear glasses, then we ever get foggy. The kids say when they were young, they said got huff on them. I had to figure out what that huff is. But it's time that we forget about time and get lost in his presence. Saying God is so good. He is so good to me. He is my life. He is your life. In you, in him you live. You move. You have your being. The enemy is trying to take your health, trying to keep you poor, trying to keep you sad, trying to keep you divided, trying to keep you confused, fighting against you every way he can, scheming, lying, deceptive. When the word is not there, there's no light in that area of your life. But the entrance of thy word gives light. And you'll see it because the light will show it up. Hello? I say you'll see it because the light will show it up. And you'll take the name, you'll take the word, you'll take the blood, and you'll deal with that. You get out of here. Hallelujah. You're not going to foul up my life. You're not going to foul up this temple because I know who it belongs to. It belongs to God. Hello? And God have given me instruction, and I've taken time to read it. I sit myself under those who knew what they was talking about and taught me. And now I'm going to walk in the light of this word. Hello? Why? I'm not trying to figure out. I'm not hoping. I'm not wishing that maybe someday I get a little better. I already know that I am the righteousness of God. I am like my daddy. I got his nature. I got his gene. His love is shed abroad in my heart. His power is available to me. I have revelation in my spirit to know how to release the power to work for me when the enemy show up trying to stop me or trying to hold me back, trying to tell me what I can or cannot do. I know that his order, his authority, who he is, do not succeed the authority that I have from my daddy. I have a right to reign in life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. Romans chapter 4 and verse 3. You got it? For what says the scripture? Who are? But what is the scripture? We just said it. The scripture is the word. Paul said, what study to show thyself approved? The workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly doing what? Dividing the word of truth. Notice what it is. The word of truth. What is the scripture? The word of truth. But what says it? What says the scripture? What says the scripture? Are you in the house? Abraham did what? What did he do? He believed God, and it was what? Counted unto him for what? So what did that say to you and me? A righteous man believes God. How many of you said you were righteous? That means you believe God over all the other stuff that I don't care where it comes from. And people have gotten so shook up. And I'm not saying it's real because the Hong Kong flu were real. And we didn't die and go off the planet because it came on. The people have gotten so shook up. Now, you hear me today. Over all this stuff. And I refuse to live my life on this earth in fear. Even though coronavirus is here, I refuse to live in fear. Why? Like Abraham, I believe God. God never said anything in his word that coronavirus is going to overtake the grace and cancel out the redemption work of Jesus and take me out. Never said, I have never read a scripture in that Bible. Sure, I know it's here. That's the reason why you see me day and night. I'm talking. I walk in divine help. I walk by faith and not by sight. Hello?